Tom C. McKnight, Jr., I'm dictating the neurological report on Nina, N-I-N-A, Ricci, R-I-C-C-I. Address is 2164 Oak Way, Chico, California, 95973. Phone 530-570-2649. ID is XXXXX5178, date of birth. March 6, 1947. Insurance is Medicare / Ascendo Insurance. The it's addressed to Char, C-H-A-R, Bush, B-U-S-H, nurse practitioner. (6470) Pence Road, Paradise, California, 95969-3674, 530-872-6650. 530-877-7260, parenthesis fax, end parenthesis. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of, quote, syncope, unquote. Subparagraph, recent findings, abnormal electroencephalogram. Subparagraph, history of syncope and fall with probable frontal head injury. New paragraph, current clinical symptoms denied. Subparagraph, previous clinical symptoms. Nina reports developing severe nausea, vomiting, dehydration, and falls following a Mother's Day dinner. Subparagraph, she was evaluated and seen at Enlo Hospital, where she was hospitalized and treated for dehydration with resolution of her symptoms and discharge. New paragraph. MR brain imaging accomplished July 22, 2023 at Halo Breast Care Imaging Center showed patchy deep and periventricular white matter T2 hyperintensity, nonspecific in etiology, attributed to chronic microvascular ischemic changes with some evidence of cerebral volume loss. New paragraph. Diagnostic electroencephalogram was accomplished at Orville Hospital, interpreted by Dr. Parenthesis Professor and Parenthesis John G. Schmidt, M.D., on July 27, 2023, subparagraph, the study showed a relatively slow intrinsic activity with otherwise normal findings except for right frontocentral / frontotemporal slow sharp wave activity without epileptiform discharges. New paragraph. By her report, she was seen by Dr. Peter Wolk, who is following cardiovascular evaluation, findings of aortic sclerosis without apparent symptoms or complications. She was identified to have nasal bone fracture, possibly due to fall. Some paragraph by her report. Information was filed with the health department for DMV evaluation. New paragraph. Current clinical history. At this time, Nina denies having any unusual findings of headaches, mental confusion, unusual dysomnia, recurrent episodes of dizziness or inattention. New paragraph. She's had no clinical symptoms by her report since this episode of severe nausea and vomiting in May. New paragraph. Neurological examination today is within normal limits. New paragraph. Nina reports that she's quite concerned about her loss of driving privileges. She'll be seeing Shar Bush this week for follow-up and consideration for completion of paperwork. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Clinical history of severe nausea and vomiting thought possibly due to food poisoning or toxic exposure, dash, treated and resolved without recurrence. New paragraph. History of falls times one or two with probable head injury, subparagraph findings of possible non-displaced nasal fracture, new paragraph, findings of abnormal diagnostic electroencephalogram suggesting findings of closed head injury trauma, new paragraph, recommendations. At this time, I'm recommending that Nina complete a diagnostic ambulatory electroencephalogram to exclude any suspicious epileptiform activity, which would not necessarily be anticipated at this point with a negative clinical history. New paragraph. Since she remains clinically stable without recurrence of clinical symptoms or other symptoms to suggest the residual features of a closed head injury or post-traumatic syndrome, I see no evidence that driving privileges be restricted at this time. New paragraph. She's agreed to complete her follow-up electroencephalograms and be seen for reevaluation consideration for further care and treatment. New paragraph, I would expect a good outcome as she remains stable. New paragraph, I counseled her today about the safety of driving, that she should not drive should she experience any additional symptoms of any sort that would be in any way impairing to her operation of a motor vehicle or her safety. New paragraph, I'm scheduling her follow-up reevaluation in 1 month. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report then, period.